Okay. All right, you should always get the updated agenda from FIFA, which covers the production of the agenda, of course, the report out from the session last week, and what else you need to do to prepare the 21st of January. Then we'll actually get on to the real work. So I took the liberty of putting together a draft agenda for the session on the 21st on the grounds that actually I'm only going to be interested in the first two items because under the standard IOC's rules, first order of business is if you have a quorum with the TC, you can execute business, and that's to appoint the chairman.
I'm Jerry Smith.
Hi, Jerry.
Welcome.
Hey,
Jerry.
We're hanging in a couple of minutes for Frank Golkin. We've got Joe Bender, Steve Ray, Peter Yin, and
Jerry.
Sorry, mine's gone blank.
If you refresh the page, I've got everyone, I believe.
So, Howard, you were mentioning, I guess, are nominations made ahead of time, or are they made just at that first meeting?
Oh, according to the text, it is from the voting nominations made among the voting members at the first meeting.
Okay.
We're probably not going to get killed in the rush.
We'll see. We never know.
I'm expecting an unopposed election of your good self.
We shall see.
Well, yeah, I was mentioning to you, if people go to the member page now, Howard and I are already signed up, and then Mary McCray is there as an Oasis staff contact, and then Robin Kofer and a Christian Liebold from Austria, STI. Signed up as observers so far. So we meet Steve and Jerry and...
Yeah, this is Jerry Smith.
So you guys can sign up.
This is Jerry Smith. I'll be signing as a full member this afternoon.
Oh, fantastic.
That's good. You've got the whole thing until January, not just December.
Right. I mean, we have time, but... Yeah, I guess the challenge will...
We got one working day ahead of our original schedule.
Yeah, the challenge would not be for people like Jerry, but more for people like Joe Bender and Pat Hayes and so on. They still have the process to become a member before you can... become an Oasis member before signing up as a TC member. And that Oasis membership could be, as Mary McCray mentioned, could be hours or weeks.
Right. Well, depends on the start, it can be done very quickly.
Right.
It depends who's got the sign up with her.
Right.
Okay, it's 10 after, folks. I think we've got to kick off anyway and let Frank get into the office and move through some of the administrative stuff at the start. For Jerry, Jerry, you were on the call as well. For Joel, the situation we had last week was that following the closure of the mandatory two-week comment period among the ISIS members, the only comments we could receive were a couple from Peter and obviously the formal acknowledgement from NIST. So those plugged very easily into the charter, which was then sent out with the formal announcement of the in call for participation of the PC with the first meeting on the 21st of January. So you have until the 14th of January to confirm yourself as a voting member for at least one of the organizations that are members. And really the rest of the call was dedicated to looking at different ways of getting individual memberships and supporting memberships and how do you want to promote this through the various groups
Since then, of course, Peter has sent out the announcement, copied it out to the Ontolog list, and I've copied it around the SC4 and the MOU list, so we have at least covered the initial range of potential participants. Peter, do you want to add anything to that, or we?
No, maybe one short question. Yeah, not on this particular one, but on the comments. How did the I know we got fairly elaborate answers to Patrick DeRusso's original question. I thought he sort of characterized it as sort of an initial step that he was asking Jerry before he posed an official comment to our charter.
No further comments were received. The member mailing list.
Yeah. Wonder if Jerry knows anything about. Maybe he's just happy.
There was no response, so I assume that therefore no comment.
Which is good.
You have to assume happiness.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we can just record that we executed the required meeting and the results have gone out according to schedule. And we're ready to go. And as noted on the agenda, the call for participation has gone out, and the first call, the first meeting is at the time stated, which is the regular Thursday evening slot, or Thursday daytime slot for the rest of you in the US, and encouraging those who want to participate to join up by the 14th of January. The only things we need to do, I think, before that meeting, and I'm coming here from the position that as convener, I hand over to the chairman after agenda item one. We need to let Mary know what the dial-in details are, Peter, please. So that she can set up the announcement on the Oasis pages. Are we using the usual numbers?
Let me ask. I mean, I have not been actively participating in the organization of Oasis TCs. So do they have stock infrastructure, or does each TC just provide their own sort of core infrastructure?
Each TC provides their own.
Okay. And I guess I'm happy to continue supplying that information. So
okay.
I guess
you note an action item. Right. I will inform Mary of the usual numbers to be used for the call, and that'll.
Right. You want me to directly send that over to Mary?
Yeah, I'll email her. Don't worry.
Okay. I'll note that.
We'll prepare for your next meeting.
Yeah, I'll note that you will do that, but it will be the same Ontolog numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I've put together the draft agenda for the first meeting. We have to assure that there are enough voting members, which is the necessary five, not just the three to launch it. Otherwise, we will be not to have launched. Once we have those voting members, enough voting members present, second item is to elect the chair of the committee, and that's done by nominations from those who are voting members at the meeting. At that point, I, as convener, hand over to the new chairman. The other stuff we've got to do, and a number of these are purely administrative launch meeting type items, quick review of the process, the IPR policy, and the public relations policy. I'm assuming that will be from an Oasis staff member. And then we have, for those who have not been involved in the preparation of the charter, a quick summary of what we're trying to do and how we're going to work, how we're going to operate. There is one. We have the opportunity here to set up some standing rules for the PC. I think the only one that's still valid from last time we set one up is to adopt a standing rule that we can submit motions to
launch pilots electronically without having to do them at a meeting. That's just a piece of administrator.
Mm.
And then I've suggested officers, secretary, webmaster, and liaisons. So obviously we will have links to the organisations that we want to tie into. And a quick review of the baseline work, and then the gaps of work programme, and then what do we need to have on the website. And I would suggest, based on our discussions, that we need to look at putting together an overview and a frequently asked questions page, and it's down to the future meeting schedule. Anything else in particular that we feel we ought to handle?
Rolling back to the your item number 2, election of chair. Maybe we should wait till Frank gets in and maybe discuss it here. At one point in time, I believe Frank had also indicated interest, and of course Steve has indicated interest on the candidacy as well. Is that Frank calling in?
Yeah.
Oh, Frank. Yeah, right on time. I was bringing up the question on the nomination and election of a TC chair. So, Steve did indicate his interest in the candidacy at our last two calls ago. So, and I believe at one point I heard that you are interested in the candidacy as well.
Yeah, now we hear you, Peter.
You can. All right.
Steve and I, this is Steve, and Frank and I haven't had a chance to discuss this yet, but hopefully we can talk about that, right, Frank?
Sure.
Frank, we can only just hear you. Okay, that's better.
Can you hear me better now?
No, much worse. Keep talking.
Plan A, that was not bad.
Yeah, keep talking.
You seem to have gone completely, right? Maybe dialing back in.
This is Frank again. Can you hear better?
Oh, much better.
Okay, Frank. Okay. I have no idea what that was about, but calling back seems to have fixed it.
Okay, great.
Well,
do you want me to recap?
I was just going to recap and point. We ran briefly through the statutory call that we had last week with our OSIS to clear the comments, which were basically any votes from Peter. So the charter's gone out and we're ready to go for the meeting on the 21st of January. We're just looking at a draft agenda, which is just possible in the first page of the agenda for this meeting, and pointing out that once we have established that we have enough voting members for the TC to launch, which is 5, we have to elect a chair from the voting members that are assembled, and then I formally hand over to that chair for the rest of the proceeding. And Peter's just bringing up the issue as to the number of candidates we might have.
Right. And Frank, this is Steve. We have a sort of a pending conversation. We can talk about our respective interests, I guess, and see what we might come up with creatively.
Well, I'm interested, but I'm still swamped here at NSF. I thought things were going to ease up, but You may have more time to work on this than I do.
Ah. Well, more ideas like co-chairs. I'm not sure what the bylaws allow.
Well, you can have at most two, and if you want a precedent, Jerry and I are co-chairs of PLCS. So that's another way around it. Given the frequency of telecoms and your various travels, it might be worth having two co-chairs so that you can pass the baton between yourselves to keep continuity of the project. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Is it likely that our telecoms will continue on Monday mornings?
No idea.
That's probably based on who... on who's participating from where.
Yeah, we already have one person.
Yeah. It starts getting quite exciting if you get Far Eastern input, for example. But my guess is would be participation to date, we're probably looking at a total of total time zone spread of 9 hours from Europe to the U.S. West Coast.
But I mean, I'm almost certain Zhang Lin Zhang from China will be joining, although he probably won't be very, very insistent on having us.
Well, from our experience with running conference calls for the for FC4, where our policy and planning committee has meetings. Well, they have to be at 1 p.m. GMT. The Japanese and Koreans dial in from home in the evening, and the U.S. West Coast dials in from home in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you about a one-hour slot, which is minimally inconvenient for most.
What time did you say, Howard?
Well, we normally do it at 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, which means for the Far East, it's 9 o'clock at night. For the U.S. West Coast, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. U.S. East Coast is 8 o'clock in the morning. And Europe, it's 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Wow,
that's probably the least worst.
Least worst.
So, you know, if Steve's leaving from sunny California, maybe you get to the stage where the Far East dials in early the following morning and Europe and the UK have to dial in late. There's a variety of ways to play it.
Right.
But that really sounds a question to ask the P3, and we don't let the discussion go on for more than 10 minutes.
Right, exactly.
This is Jerry Smith. I'm really sorry, but I've got a conflict coming up. Is there a way that I can give my vote by proxy to someone? I don't remember whether we can or not.
We're not voting today, are we?
No, not today. This is January 21st. Are you saying you won't be able to do that on January 21st, or are you...
Oh, yeah, no. I just was looking at the agenda and thinking that... maybe we needed to vote on something during this telecom.
No, Gary.
Okay. Because the invented agenda is the agenda for the 21st.
Okay, I'm sorry. Talking about 2 minutes. I'm really sorry.
Okay, no problem. Is there any particular points you want to make before you go?
My times.
I'm looking into the possibility of volunteering to be secretary, but I can't make that a declaration yet.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Sounds great.
Okay. Thank you. Any other thoughts on the agenda? We might want to expand out some of the... thinking at the back end in terms of the work program stuff, because the agenda items 3 through 6 really are administrative. It's 7 through 9 where you will actually get the work set up.
Howard?
Yeah.
Jamie here.
Hi, Jamie. Welcome.
Thank you. Goodbye,
just following down and looking at the proposed agenda for the first meeting on the 21st of January.
Yes, right in front of me. And if I might, I might say two things. One is, as you say, everything after item three is more or less optional except for 10. One must discover one has quorum, one must have a chair, one must give a quick overview to make sure that we haven't gone astray and that new members are aware of what's going on. And you can't leave the room without having a plan for meetings. There is no requirement that you have an editor, secretary, one not at the first meeting. There is no requirement of standing rules, although that's an option, and there is no requirement of any action whatsoever on the charter. In fact, often the charter becomes a bit of a quick read-through and is more likely to be a topic in PCs where the members are all not very involved in the charter in the first place, whereas this group, at least for the known parties, most of you are quite aware in some detail of the context of the charter. So I expect actually that those items will either go quickly or in some cases can be dispensed with entirely for a future meeting. I wouldn't expect a lot of activity in the first meeting unless once you get through all the administrativia, there's still time to review what the charter says about the forward work.
The logic there was very much to bring up to speed any members who've signed up, including those who are the observers. We have a couple of observers signed up who aren't members formally of the group. There are about 100 members of the group today. Just to get the slot in there to get people up to speed and explain how we're planning to operate. The standing rules, that's one I actually brought forward from the last time we set up a PC, just for convenience. And then as we have potential volunteers, at least for secretary, plus the need to put in some liaisons, I'll put those in to fill those forward. But the meat of it, I think, is 739, is a 2-hour call. We need to make sure we've got the contributions in place and we know who's going to do the work.
Yes, that's the real first, other than having the schedule for the meetings, that's the real core item, isn't it? Is seeing who's going to pick up the pen and help carry the load.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking here also to Stephen Frank for inputs because if all goes according to plan, this could be your problem.
Well, you're right. I recognize that. I think you've listed the kind of things we're going to have to discuss. So, I mean, we'll know a lot more by the 21st, for example, where we stand on the actual deliverables, which is the next item on today's agenda.
Steve?
Yes.
So I would like to get something on an agenda somewhere to set up our regular meeting times is either, well, probably Monday. Mondays is good for me, usually, unless I'm flying. Because at NSF, we tend to have staff meetings on Tuesdays through Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly item 10, isn't it, on the agenda?
Oh.
Absolutely. Yeah. It sounds as though you're not like the European Commission, who don't like Wednesday meetings because it messes up two weekends.
What?
Getting ready and recovering?
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah.
It is a European joke about our administration. Okay, if there are no other questions on the draft agenda, and of course that's open to refinement nearer the date, because we can post that agenda at a later stage. I think we're then moving on to looking at the deliverable champions, and I'm not sure we actually have any inputs on any of those from anyone on the call.
No, we might as well defer that.
Pat's off sick. Hans Peter has been unable to make it, and I haven't heard Ed or David. Any of the authors around?
Nope, I haven't heard anything.
Stunned silence.
I'm not quite stunned. Just silent.
Okay, so we have our agenda. We don't have anything new particularly on the deliverables. That takes us on to preparation for the next Ontology Standards conference call on the 7th of January. Peter, this is one that you've inserted. What do we need to do here?
I guess we need to set up an agenda, know who's going to chair the session. If we have invited speakers, they better know and better be prepared. Or if our folks, who are doing the deliverables have things to present, then they should be prepared. And one suggestion I have been having all along is to get the BIPM folks involved, which Steve has been working on and has sort of indicated that it's coming together. And I think January 7th would be a great time to get them speaking and get them engaged. Same thing with the British Standard people. If Howard, you think that's a good opportunity?
Yeah, no problem. I'll ping Jeff a message and actually invite him to bring in any of the regular Standards folks that he wants to. The more the merrier, I think.
Right. I guess the trick actually is to have them become the Qualmos TC members, and then we will officially have liaisons that bridge the TC.
That would be an ideal situation. I'm not sure we're going to get it straight off, but we will certainly offer them the opportunity.
Yes.
Otherwise, they are they're not going to be they're going to be participating remotely. We must give them the opportunity, and I'll communicate with Jeff to get with him to see what we can do on that.
May I ask a question about that? Generally, Peter and Howard, it's Jamie again. Will we be struggling after the beginning of the BOHCC to understand the distinction between the two efforts? Because I'd hate to think that the TC will acquire the feeling that there's a second meeting each week where the work can proceed elsewhere. And I'd hate to think that the two groups are accidentally doing the same thing twice. So I just wonder, what will we say to the people in the TC about what this other continuing effort is, and what is the understanding as between them going forward?
What other effort are you referring to?
Well, if you will continue to have these phone calls outside of the TC, I'm not sure what they're for.
But this is before the TC. This is January 7th. Actually, after the TC, I assume all the Ontolog working group work would be donated into the TC, and the TC just takes over.
Okay, end of inquiry. Thanks.
Right. Yeah. Glad you asked, actually. We don't want you to misunderstand that point.
It's certainly not intended that there be two sets of telephone calls on this one. One should be plenty.
So this is Steve, just to pick up on that. I guess the point of having the 7th call is just to avoid just sitting around waiting until the 21st, so we can keep on getting some progress made. Is that right?
That, and also putting a facade to the community again, and I guess trying to get more people involved and seeing if people need help to get through the logistics to join the TC. Yeah, I think at one point in time, a meeting or two ago, we did discuss, the general agenda actually is to sort of broadcast the establishment of the TC and get more interest with this call.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think getting the BIPM people involved and hopefully joining the TC is crucial. So please, Steve, keep up the good work.
Right, yeah. Still working on them.
Yeah.
Okay. And so hopefully that clarifies the issue of the meeting on the 7th of January, which will be the last one under the banner of the Ontolog Forum, apart from Ontolog Forum hosting the ongoing calls.
Mm.
But hopefully there will be sufficient impetus there to ensure that we have all the right people. And it's a good transitional step. We'll try and get as many of the existing standardizers there as we can to explain what we'd like them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is that the agenda for that will have to evolve a bit. But we'll see who we can get to present on their work who's not been involved in the program today. So ideally, I guess, looking at BRPM people, if we can get them.
Yeah. Okay, before let's appoint the chair or co-chairs for this session so that the chairs can start working on the details of this, of the January 7th session. Would be Steve and Frank. Yeah.
Would that be appropriate?
I didn't catch you.
Okay. I mean, we define a theme, and then we appoint chairs or co-chairs to a panel session, and then I usually would work with the chairs to maybe invite the panel and work on all the details. But I do the logistics. The chairs do the content. So since January 7th is like a week away, if we deduct everything else, all the holidays in between, so we might as well properly identify who's going to chair the January 7th session. Now.
That seems entirely reasonable. Would we prefer, there seem to be two options here. I can chair as a convener, or Steve and Frank can take it away and prepare it ready for the, so it is ready for to migrate into the PC environment.
I would love to have you do it, Howard.
Okay, Frank?
I can go either way.
Would you be willing, Howard, or what's your position on that one?
My position is quite heavily workloaded at the moment, but I'm happy to work with Peter to make sure we have something sensible with the standards folks on that day. I am available. Why don't we do it?
All right, I'll tell you what. And then I'll give you support in the sense that I'm going to be, I just popped up to the top of my stack, is getting to work on the BIPM and you've been folks at NIST anyway, and see if I can squeeze them out so that they'll be available on the 7th.
Fantastic.
Okay, that sounds very cool.
All right, so how it ends the job?
Then I should be even happier to hand over to Steve Stroke Frank on the 21st.
All right.
Fantastic.
Okay. So looking down our particular agenda for today's meeting, what we're looking at there is to get the right players in for that meeting and encourage them to, within the week after that, join in the work of the Oasis TC and also to establish the liaisons. That's the underlying objective. And I guess there's also an opportunity there to talk about the progress on the deliverables. So that kind of defines the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that we need to do at that meeting?
That's about it.
Okay.
Howard? We should probably have people starting to get access to the Cuomo's TC page. Apparently you have to request an account from somebody.
Yeah, if you once you signed up as a member, you should have access to it anyway. You have access to all TC pages.
I don't seem to have access, but we'll see. I'm not using my email.
Have you signed up as a member of the OACTC?
I don't think you're on the list yet.
Talking about me?
This is Jamie. May I say what about that?
Sure.
Here's the way that it could work. The way that OACTC cues people to become members of TC on the day it starts is that they start with having an OACTC account, about which we'll in a moment. And then once they have an OACTC account, that is to say a username and password to get to into all the member pages, they can simply find on the TC page. Well, for one thing, that says, you know, join this TC. And they press it, and then it sends an email off to get that started. If you are your own master and a single member or an individual member, it will simply ask you to verify yourself. If you are the employee of an organization, and if the organization is a member, it will essentially send an email to the organizational representative, which we call the primary representative. And that person will say, yes, it's all right with us that Howard Mason or whoever is a member. So your first step is, are you an OACTC member already? If you're not, you need to be one to get the account, and Mary or I could help with that, but the real key, the person who really does it is our colleague Scott McGrath, McGrath. There's also such a thing as join at OACTC and member staff services at OACTC as spoof email addresses at oasis.gopher.org. So if you have any trouble at all with not knowing that you have an OACTC account, contact one of us, and we'll work on that. The next thing, once you have an account, is to go to the page. It says Cuomo's TC, which you can find from the homepage of OACTC, and sign up for it. And by the way, that is additionally all stated, and the links are posted in the public announcement of the TC, which is where the charter was posted when that went out late last week. And again, talk to anybody on our staff if you have problems with that. Thanks.
Okay. Well, I sent a message to member services, and I CC'd our primary rep, so hopefully something will happen.
Yes, that's the right first line of attack. Let me know if it doesn't produce something.
Okay.
Right, as soon as you sign in as a member of the TC, you'll have access to the pages.
Just to be clear, most of the pages of the TC, including its roster, including its documents, are all visible to the public without being a member. But if you don't have rights privileges, you can't send the email, you can't subscribe to the email through SNCC. And you can't see some of the best stuff if you're not coming in on a member account. It's really the difference between read-only and read-write for me. For the most part.
Okay. Well, hopefully this will happen in the next couple of days.
Right. Let us know, as I say, if it doesn't.
So I'm just looking at the page now. We've got committee's by name, so that should come up anyway. Which category is Cuomo's been put in, Jamie?
You know, I don't know. That will be Miss Dyer's wisdom. This is a bit one-off, isn't it? Any advice on that talk?
Well, yes.
We may eventually spawn a new category. Because, you know, the units of the UnixML work itself was a bit off of the old e-commerce path. We'll come up with something.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the page is up and running.
and you can get to the public side and then just click on join this PC, then you get to log in and so on. So it should be reasonably self-explanatory. But I guess that's something else that we'll need to do at a bit more length on the meeting on the 7th of January, just to nudge people over the line into membership. Because we've got to have, I think it's 5 voting members there, Jamie, for the first meeting.
Sorry, I'm muting myself. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so otherwise we will be deemed not to have started.
And just for
that should be okay from what we've heard around the table.
Yeah, I think, this is Steve, I'm in the process, I think I'm waiting for my CMU voting member to say, okay, I've hit the join this group button, and so it's in processing somewhere. Either at Oasis or in Carnegie Mellon for the approval. So hopefully I'll be showing up soon.
Right, right. I guess that's almost exactly what Frank would need to do. So you try to sign in, and it routes over to your primary contact, the LBNL primary representative, and she will approve you, I believe, right, Jamie? If I got it right. You're still on mute, yeah. Jamie.
That's certainly the way it works.
Yeah, my
I applied to join, and I immediately got an email as primary representative inviting me to approve myself.
Peter, I'm jostling around quite a bit today, so there's a bit of issue with on or off of the mute button, but you've said exactly correctly.
Yeah. Okay. Currently we've got, by the way, myself and Peter as the members, Mary McRae as the staff contact, and then we have Robin Cover from Oasis, Christian Liebold from Innsbruck, and Bill Burkett from Booz Allen Hamilton as observers. So we will look forward with interest to seeing that list getting a lot more populated.
You should have Frank Olkin from Lawrence Berkeley Lab, Lawrence Berkeley National Lab.
I think you're not yet. Your primary rep will have to approve you first, and Steve, I guess.
So, Frank, you're probably waiting on Marianne yet, right?
I'll call her in a day or two.
Yeah. I'm sorry, the drop date is 14th of January, so there's no real big issue on that. Okay, anything else we need to do today?
Howard, I put a few things onto the agenda for January 7th, so feel free to review that and modify as you see fit, and then I'll move that into a session page later. So if you look
below, I'll review that and send anything back to you.
Right, 25.2F.
Do we have a time for that meeting on the 21st?
The same time, same ontolock time. Ontolock time.
Eastern time?
Yes, exactly. At least for that one.
So it's a regular ontolock schedule. I'll be doing the call from home. It's 6:30 p.m. over here.
Okay.
That's fine. So we'll, that may actually be a slight discouragement to any European-based folks, but we'll try and get some material from them anyway.
Yeah. And I should assume that's what, 90 minutes, 2 hours?
It says 2 hours.
I would assume 90 minutes for that one.
But it does say 2 hours, though.
2 hours, though.
Yeah, it does say 2 hours on the agenda
okay.
Before you change it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whichever you want. So we've got here broadcasting the establishment, engaging the other standards development organisation, progress review, and then the official handover of the work to date to the PC, which should cover all the intellectual property bits. Good. I think we're good to go on that. And that will be our next session on the final step on the way to the launch meeting and handing over to the new PC and the chair or chairs that we'll appoint on that day. Good. Anything else for today?
Decide on when we want to meet. This coordination group want to meet next. I've got four options. 21st, three actually. 21st, too near to Christmas, maybe. January 4th, maybe too near to the New Year, I don't know. And then January 11th.
Unless we have a lot more deliverables showing up in the next week, I'm not sure we're going to have a lot to say on the 21st.
Right. I think the 4th would be reasonable because then we need to do a last-minute sync-up on the session of the 7th.
Okay. Let's do it on the 4th.
All right. 4th it will be.
We'll plan to make it hopefully about an hour, and the extensible if we've had additional deliverables that we need to look through.
Mm. Yeah, I will do my best to be on the call. I'm going to be driving back from Tahoe that morning.
Okay.
So we know what you'll be doing over the new year.
So we're skipping the 21st and we're going directly to January 7th?
The 4th.
We're going to January the 4th for this coordination group, January the 7th for the last Ontolog Forum full session on all those who are interested in setting up the standard, and then on to the 21st. I think you've also got on the 14th is your next session on the 2010 summit, isn't it?
Oh, the 2010 the Ontology Summit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they have something before then, don't we?
No, not before. After, slightly after.
Yeah, the calendar keeping, okay. I didn't even have that one down, okay.
That's why, one of the reasons it got moved, the launch of the PC got moved from the 14th to the 21st. Because you've already tagged the bag.
Yes. Oh, is this the panel session?
Yes.
On the 14th?
Yes. All the sessions are already at least scheduled.
Okay, because there are also some planning coordination calls still, are they not, on the Tuesdays?
Yeah, Tuesdays are the coordination calls, but the Thursdays are the community panel sessions.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, they're all scheduled already, so it's a tight calendar to fit into for Ontolog. Starting to get busy. And I've got a sort of mini-series on R2 to fit in as well, which a lot of people are asking for.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Good luck.
Anything else for today?
Not for me.
I don't think so.
If not, thank you all very much, and I think it's appropriate to wish you, those who I don't speak to again, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you all.
And,
Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
That'll work. Okay. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.